All right, imagine learning to sail, but not just any boat, like dugout canoes
Oh, wow.
In Kenya.
Yeah.
And no life jackets.
No life jackets.
Yeah, that's how today's deep dive subject, author N.E.B. Inskip, spent his childhood.
Wow, that's quite the upbringing.
Yeah, so we're diving into this author profile we have here, try to get a sense of what makes this guy tick.
Sounds fascinating.
So from what I'm reading, this guy N.E.B. Inskip,
yeah,
he was raised in the Kenyan bush, learned to sail in these, you know, dugout canoes,
right,
by his late teens. He was living solo on a yacht in Wales.
Wow.
And now he's this prolific author living in New Zealand.
That's quite a journey. I mean, talk about a lifeless ordinary, right?
Yeah, you think. Just the beginning.
And he's writing too.
He's writing now too. So
oh yeah.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
One thing that really jumps out at me from this profile is his career path. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Engineering, yeah. Business, and then the social sector. That's not exactly your typical writer's background.
No, not at all. You just don't see that combination very often. I mean, it makes you wonder how all those different experiences feed into his writing. You know,
right. Like, does his engineering background make his plots more, like, structured or something?
It's possible. I mean, there's often a sense of logic, a sort of precision to his storylines, even in his more fantastical works. It's almost like he's approaching storytelling with an engineer's mind, you know, mapping out all the different elements, ensuring everything fits together just so.
I like that, an engineer's mind. That makes a lot of sense. And it's not just the different fields he's worked in. It's the genres he writes in, too. I mean, young adult, mystery, sci-fi, steampunk mystery romance, and even adult romance drama.
Yeah, it's really unusual for an author to be successful across so many different genres. It suggests a real adaptability, you know, a willingness to play with different conventions and expectations.
Totally. And speaking of playing, his new book, Foley and Carr's Holistic Detective Agency and the Case of the Tubeless Tire. It's supposed to be humorous, and the profile mentions that Inskip is a big Douglas Adams fan, so I'm kind of curious.
Oh, interesting. I mean, could we be seeing some, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy vibes in this new book?
Yeah, maybe some absurdist humor, like you were saying earlier, that kind of intelligent observation.
Exactly, a sort of witty take on the world that you often find in Adams's work.
I mean, it would make sense considering Inskip's background, right? He seems like a pretty sharp guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the upcoming children's book, Don't Look Under the Tree.
Oh, right. And that one's part of a series that's being dubbed Stephen King for Kids.
Stephen King for Kids, huh? Well, that's certainly an intriguing comparison.
So does that mean we're talking spooky stories for the younger set?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. But it does suggest Inskip's not afraid to delve into the darker side of things.
Yeah, and the fact that he can do that for both adults and children, it's pretty impressive.
Definitely speaks to his versatility as a writer. You know, it's not just about scaring people. It's about understanding what creates suspense, what taps into those primal fears we all have, and then being able to translate that into a story that resonates with a specific audience.
Hmm. Yeah, and it takes a certain skill to be able to tailor those fears to a younger audience, right? Like, make it spooky but not traumatizing.
Exactly. You have to find that balance.
There's also this great quote in the profile where he blames his mother, stepfather, and English teacher for his writing career.
Yeah, he kind of jokes about it.
Yeah, it's obviously tongue-in-cheek, but it does make you think about the role those early influences play in shaping a writer.
It definitely suggests that he had people in his life who encouraged his creativity, you know? People who fostered that love of storytelling.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's probably not just about the writing itself, but also about the life experiences that they exposed him to, right?
Mm.
Like shaping his worldview, his sense of adventure, all those things that eventually find their way into his books.
I think you're spot on. It's like all these different pieces coming together, the natural talent, the nurturing environment, the diverse experiences, and then that willingness to keep pushing boundaries, to keep exploring new territory.
And that's what makes him such a fascinating subject for this deep dive, right? You never quite know what to expect next.
Absolutely. So having taken this deep dive into the life and works of N.E.B. Inskip, what stands out most to you?
You know, it's funny, but after reading all this, the thing that really sticks with me is how he credits his diverse life experiences for shaping his writing. It really makes you think about the power of exploration, of stepping outside our comfort zones, and how those experiences can ultimately enrich our creative endeavors.
I completely agree. It makes you wonder, you know, if someone with such a varied background can achieve such success in writing, what could we all achieve if we embrace that kind of intellectual curiosity and openness to new experiences? What stories might we be able to tell?
That's a great thought to leave our listeners with. So if you're looking for a writer who can transport you to different worlds, make you laugh, and maybe even keep you up at night, N.E.B. Inskip might just be the author for you.
Couldn't agree more. Go check out his work.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time.
See you then.